If you are just joining us, Auckland will remain in level 3 lockdown until midnight on Wednesday, the 26th of August. The rest of the country, including the Waikato, will remain in level 2 for the same period. That's an additional 12 days. The Prime Minister made the announcement a short time ago.
In keeping with our precautionary approach and New Zealand's philosophy of going hard and going early, today Cabinet has agreed to maintain our current settings for an additional 12 days, bringing us to a full 2 weeks in total. Our current expectation is that by this time, the perimeter of the cluster will be identified, will be isolated, and we can move to level 2 in Auckland with confidence. That means Auckland will remain at level 3 and New Zealand will remain at level 2, the rest of the country, until 11:59pm on Wednesday the 26th of August.
Jacinda Ardern said the decision would be reviewed a few days earlier on August 21. She said Cabinet had made the call because after 53 hours in lockdown, health authorities had been unable to trace the origin of the Auckland cluster.
We have identified 29 cases. At this stage, all remain linked to one cluster centred in Auckland. One other case that is likely linked to the cluster is still being investigated. We have undertaken more than 30,000 tests in the last 48 hours. 38 people linked to the cluster and now in government-managed quarantine as a precautionary measure. There are signs we have found this outbreak relatively early in its life. While the first case we identified tested positive this Tuesday, extensive testing and contact tracing has since determined that the earliest case we have found to date was a worker at the Americold Cool Store in Mount Wellington who became sick on approximately the 31st of July. This may not yet be the origin of the outbreak, but on the information we have to date, it's the earliest sign of the re-emergence of the virus.
The Prime Minister said the strain of the virus identified this week is different from the original strain and is new to New Zealand. She said that indicated to authorities the virus had not been dormant. Travel was down 60% yesterday compared with other Thursdays, and Jacinda Ardern said that meant Aucklanders were heeding the message to stay at home. She had a message for the 0.5 million people living in the city.
If you're in Auckland, please stay at home in your bubble. Wear a face covering whenever you leave your home. For the rest of New Zealand, use a face covering in places where you're close to others, like on public transport. Download and use the app and make sure you can quickly access all your movements for the last 14 days in case you are contacted by the contact tracers. Businesses, please put up your COVID tracer QR code posters. And everyone, wash your hands. Stay home if you're sick. And if you're unwell, get a test.
The Prime Minister said a decision as to whether the election, scheduled for September 19th, would be shifted, would be considered over the weekend.